Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. I think it's going to be a great show. I know it's going to be a great day. Thank you so much for getting up and being with us today. I want to thank those folks that came out to the Worthington Rec Department of, Department of Parks and Rec. They had a Touch a Truck event on Friday that we attended, and it was huge turnout. It was really fun, actually. Lots of folks came in and said hi. We had the Rolling Studio there, and they had a lot of neat things. They had a crane. They had a MedFlight helicopter, you know, SWAT team, school bus, fire truck, I mean, police car, just everything you can imagine. It was one of the biggest Touch-a-Truck events I think I've ever been to. So we had a lot of fun. A lot of kids came in and sat in the driver's seat of my Rolling Studio. And lots of parents came out. I was amazed at how many dads were there because it was Friday morning from 10 until noon, but that was very nice to see them. Now today, we are going to be talking about search engine optimization, pay-per-click, basically information about websites. And we're going to bring our guest up on the phone here in just a second. I want to remind folks, you might know that on June 14th is my third annual Dentistry from the Heart event. That's where we will be doing free dentistry all day from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. We need lots of volunteers. Whether you're a dentist or not, we still need you. Last year we had about 130 volunteers, and we could use every single one of them. One of the things we're doing to raise money to help pay for this is an Eat Wings Raise Funds event with Buffalo Wild Wings. Okay. Now, in this case, it starts May 19th, May 26th, June 2nd, and June 9th. The four Sundays leading up to the event. If you go to the Graceland Buffalo Wild Wings today, or the next Sunday, or next Sunday, or next Sunday, 15% of all non-alcohol purchases will be donated to our Dentistry from the Heart event, all right? So you're going to eat dinner anyway today, I assume. Could you please do it at the Graceland Buffalo Wild Wings? I don't even think it has to be dinner. I think it's all day. Yeah, so just you just go, have fun with your family, and tell your server that you're here because of the Dentistry from the Heart event that is being held at Dr. Kvitko and Mentness & Associates on June 14th, and they should make sure then that 15% of what you purchase goes towards our event, and we really, really appreciate it because there are a lot of expenses associated with putting this on, as you can imagine, and I'll be mentioning that probably more again later in the show. Okay, now today we have with us on the phone Ian McNichol. He is an MBA. He is co-owner and partner of WEO Media, a national dental marketing firm. He leads WEO Media's sales, marketing, and business development activities. He has developed significant expertise in online marketing, search engine optimization, also known as SEO, pay-per-click marketing, also known as PPC, social media, online reputation management, marketing strategy, and related topics. Ian speaks nationally at dental conferences, dental societies, study clubs, and conducts numerous seminars and webinars on these topics. In addition to his article, you know what I wanted to say here is keep in mind, even though he specializes in dental, basically what he's going to talk about is applicable to any business, all right? So if you have a website, you have a business, maybe you have an at-home business, and you want to learn how you can do a better job with your online marketing, well, listen in, because I think what Ian's going to tell us is going to help you. All right. Now, in addition, his articles have been published in various dental publications, both regionally and nationally. Ian brings over 17 years combined experience in technology, sales and marketing, business development and operations. He spent a total of 10 years working for high-tech companies Siltronic, and Xerox. While at Siltronic, he was awarded the prestigious Presidential Award for Outstanding Achievement and was the youngest person ever promoted into management. I have to find out just how old he was. After leaving Xerox, he co-founded a very successful regional business and marketing consulting firm. Ian spent 5 years consulting for dozens of clients throughout the Northwest before joining WEO Media as a partner in 2009. Ian has a BS in mechanical engineering from Washington State University, where he was also a graduate of the University Honors Program. In addition, he graduated cum laude with an MBA from the University of Washington. Ian continues to attend classes and seminars on a variety of marketing topics. Ian, welcome to the show. Do we have him?
Hi, Doctor.
Hey, there he is.
Good morning. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, how does a mechanical engineer wind up helping dentists with their websites and online presence?
Oh, that's a great question. Probably take half the show to get that one out.
Okay.
An evolution of the career, I guess.
Okay. And how old were you when you were the youngest person ever to be promoted into management? Like 12?
Yeah, I was 26, actually.
Oh, okay.
At that particular firm, I was pretty young.
Oh, that is pretty young.
It was fun. It was a great experience.
That's good.
Yeah. Actually, the engineering background is pretty helpful with marketing, surprisingly. It's a lot of kind of process-driven type stuff and analyzing the situation, figuring out how to fix it or do better. So there's some overlap for sure.
Now, there's a couple of philosophies in marketing. One is aim, shoot, and then, you know, aim again and shoot again. Have you ever heard that one?
yeah.
Because you can't talk about things forever. You have to, it's not like you're always going to get it right on the first try, but you have to try, right?
Yeah, and some of the things, like, and this is particularly important, like with we're talking about search engine optimization and pay-per-click and different things like that, we do what's called A-B testing, and we can talk about that a little later, but where you run different versions of a campaign or a program, measure results each month, and then you just optimize it and keep making it better. So there are definitely some things that you can do to measure and monitor the results of marketing. So it's not as just random as, you know, aim and shoot and try it again, but Yeah, we can talk about all that stuff.
Okay. Now, since you specifically or primarily, I guess, work for dentists, what's the biggest mistake dentists make regarding their websites? What do you see out there?
Yeah, I mean, you know, most of our clients are dentists. We are able to certainly, you know, help any type of client, small business. We have medium and even some large businesses that are our clients. But, yeah, a lot of the stuff we're going to talk about, in fact, pretty much everything we're going to talk about, I think, like you mentioned, is relevant across the spectrum of business, you know, small business, dentists are a small business. You know, typical problems that we see with websites that are pretty common, you know, having a dated or older website design certainly is problematic. It's not reflective of modern business. And so, because people, you know, most people realize these days that when you are checking out a business, whether you were referred to it or you're just doing some research, the website is one of the very first things in the sales process when somebody's considering your business. And so it needs to be modern, first of all. Having the navigation laid out properly so it's easy to find what you're looking for, a lot easier said than done. And just the other things like having contact information simple and easy to find, you know, having a phone number on the top of the banner, you know, it's like top right, top left, whatever, but so that there's a clear phone number on every page, things like that. Because when you're looking at a website, there's really kind of two parts to online marketing. The first part is really get traffic to the website. That can be, you know, search engine optimization and pay-per-click and referral sites. And there's a lot of strategies to get traffic to a website. But then once you have traffic there, it's about website conversion, which is, you know, for every X amount of people who come to your website, you know, you want to convert as many of those people to some sort of action that you want them to take. In the case of a dentist with a patient, the action would be, the conversion action would be, you know, contact the office for an appointment. So call us, email us, request an appointment using a form, something like that.
Okay.
So whatever your conversion items are, whether you're a trucking company or a dentist or a drywall company or whatever, the conversion most of the time is going to be, you know, contact us for an appointment or for more information. And so whatever those conversion items are, mm-hmm. you want those all over the website, easy to find. You know, if it's an appointment request button, that should be easy to find. You know, the phone number should be on every single page and easy to find. One of the other things that is, you know, pretty important with conversion is video. So video is another thing that can be really helpful for improving conversions. And a lot of websites don't take advantage of the opportunity to have a video on their homepage, just like an overview of their business. Video has been shown time and time again to improve conversion. So there are a lot of things people can do to make their websites kind of more effective for whatever their industry that they're in. And video is one of those things.
Okay. Now, when you go to a website, is it good if that video just starts to play on its own, or is that considered a no-no? You ask people to click on it.
Generally, you don't want it to start playing on its own. You usually want to just, good strategies like embed it using something like Vimeo or YouTube is probably the most popular. And so if you have something embedded in, if you have a channel set up on YouTube where you have your videos residing, things like YouTube and Vimeo give you really nice, just simple little iframe plugins that you can put in the website. And so you'll see that the video sitting there and you just click on it to play. That's the easiest way to use a video on a website. It's also, you get additional search engine optimization benefit when you've got a video residing on something like YouTube in particular. YouTube, I think a lot of people may not know this, but YouTube was purchased by Google a while back. And so when you do a search online, an organic search, and you pop the search results, a lot of times now you'll notice videos are in those search results.
Yeah.
And just, largely because, Google owns YouTube now, so they've integrated video search with content search. We can talk about that a little more later if we're talking social media stuff. But
hey, does it matter who put the video up? So, for instance, I was on a local TV show and I noticed that they posted a video. Does that matter, or is it only if I posted it? Because then it would be more linked to me.
No, the cool thing is, most videos on YouTube and Vimeo, people don't mind you sharing. Now, there'll be restrictions, like if they don't let you share them, then you won't be able to, get the embed code or something like that. But a lot of times, like if you're a dentist, for example, maybe let's say you do orthodontia, so you use Invisalign or 6 Month Smiles or one of the more popular products like that.
Yeah.
A lot of those guys will have videos on their website that you can put in your website to help promote their products, for example. And that's a great thing to do, absolutely, yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, as long as, the owner of the video is okay with it. And most people are, because usually, if you've got a video out there, the point of that is to educate about your product or service, which ultimately is like a marketing thing. And so it's just kind of more exposure for your business. So most people are happy for you to post their videos on your website.
Right, because it helps grow their business too.
You bet. Yeah. Synergy. Good thing.
Hey, we have to go to a break. Before we do, I'm going to remind folks again and over again that on Sunday, May 19th, 26th, June 2nd, and June 9th, if you go to the Graceland Buffalo Wild Wings and have lunch or dinner or whatever, 15% of all non-alcohol purchases will be donated to our Dentistry from the Heart event, okay? So please do that. We'd really appreciate it. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We're here with Ian McNichol of WEO Media, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, it's Tricia Moore. When I created You at Your Best, it was not only to inspire myself, but you to change your lives for the better. We can't do it alone, right? I needed to choose a partner to help me, people with a history of success. I chose Premier at Sawmill Athletic Club. My trainer, James, and my group of fitness friends have given me solutions that make fitness work in my life. Stop thinking about where you should go. Make the call today. It's easy to see why Premier was voted number one fitness club in Columbus. Call for membership specials now. 336-CLUB, 336-2582.
Hi, this is Jeff with Myers Jewelers. Make that special someone happy with a gift from Myers Jewelers. Myers Jewelers is the home of the world-famous Myers Jewelers Gold Rose, now available in 12 assorted colors. Give the rose that lasts forever. Another great gift is Pandora bracelets and beads. At Myers Jewelers, we have a Pandora boutique within our store, stocked with all the latest Pandora beads and jewelry. Come visit the family on Stringtown Road in Grove City and experience Myers Jewelers.
Decide Dentistry, the leader in high-quality cosmetic and restorative dentistry in Central Ohio, now offers the latest technology, Fast Braces. It's fast, safe, and affordable compared to traditional braces. This new technology of Fast Braces allows for less treatment time, and that means the patients save time and money, achieving the best smile possible. Dr. Desai is also a provider of 6 Month Smiles and Invisalign. She's very well known for her crown and bridge work, too. Visit DesaiDentistry.com. Dr. Desai Dentistry, brightening lives one smile at a time.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kvitko, ici sur votre radio préférée.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself. Because I love you, yes I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout.
And we're back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We are with Ian McNichol. He is co-owner and partner at WEO Media, a national dental marketing firm. And so Ian is helping us understand things like SEO, search engine optimization, PPC, pay-per-click. And although he primarily works with dentists, dentists aren't his only clients. And if you have a website, you have a business, you can benefit from listening to today's show. So, hey, Ian, what's the most common problems you see with websites?
I mean, we're kind of hitting on that a little before the break, you know.
Well, that would be not having the phone number on every page, that sort of thing?
Yeah. I mean, having a modern design, you know, having to make sure that your conversion actions, whatever those are, if it's a call, it's email, it's request an appointment, those are prevalent. You know, using video, things like that are pretty typical.
But I have a question. How are you going to know if you have a modern design? I mean, it seems like I can't tell if I go to a website whether it's modern or not.
Well, it's a little bit subjective, but, you know, if in general modern designs tend to be a little bit wider. Older designs are narrower just because as screens get bigger, websites get bigger. And so a lot of modern designs are 1,000, 1,100, 1,200 pixels wide. Older designs typically are 700, 800 pixels. So they're kind of smaller on your screen.
Okay.
The graphics are maybe a little bit dated and things like that.
How often do they need to be updated?
You know, every 2-3 years is probably good to kind of refresh the design because, you know, in the online marketing world, innovation is a pretty fast cycle. And so there's always kind of like the newest techniques in websites and what helps them being optimized. And so there's a lot of things that can be done to it. It's not the end of the world if you wait 5 years or something like that, but certainly wouldn't go longer than 5 years before updating the website.
Okay, and who decides what the update's going to be? I mean, we know that in the garment industry, for example, they decide what color everybody's going to wear.
Right. It does largely depend on your industry, for sure. I mean, if you're in retail, I mean, you're updating that website like every quarter, you know,
with
refreshed looks or different design elements and things like that. Or if you're an e-commerce website, you know, that's going to be more updated. If you're a small business, a service provider like a dentist or a doctor or just a small business in general, you know, probably every couple, 1 to 2 years is probably fine. We usually update our own website about once a year. We're actually going through it right now. It's needing some updates, so we're doing that right now as well.
Okay. Now, first of all, what is a mobile website as opposed to a regular website? Because I have one, and I know when I have on my Rolling Studio, by the way, I have QR codes. The idea being is if I'm driving down the road and somebody's child's in the backseat bored to tears, they could look out the window and maybe scan my QR code as they pass me. And I noticed that when you scan the QR code, it comes up, the homepage is different. It doesn't look like my website.
Yeah, it could be a landing page or something like that. So, I mean, mobile websites in general, it's a physically different website. So, like a screen, a computer screen, whether it's a laptop or a desktop, and like I said, most modern websites are built around 1,000 pixels wide nowadays. But your smartphone, so if you've got an Android or an iPhone or something like that, if you turn them the width ways, they're about 380 pixels. So it's about a third of the real estate you've got to work with. So,
got it.
Have a website constructed for 1,000 pixels on a 380 pixel screen doesn't make a lot of sense.
You can't read anything. It's too small print. Is that what it is?
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. And you can, you know, kind of pinch and expand it and you know, so you can read it. But what a mobile website is physically a second website that's based on the main website. Typically, you're going to strip out, you know, navigation, big files, big graphics, stuff like that. It's going to have typically, you go with the vertical navigation bar with kind of big buttons.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what mine is.
Yeah,
it's drkavitko.com. Maybe during a break you can check it out and tell me how we're doing.
You bet.
Okay, if you know how to spell Kavitko, which is a problem. Now, what's the difference between local search and organic search, and paid search for that matter, all three?
Yeah, so when it comes to doing a search online, so if you go to, you know, Google, for example, and I'll just use Google because it's about 2/3 of the search volume online. So it's kind of a big gorilla and everybody kind of looks at that one. If you go to a search and you type in, you know, Thai food restaurant or dentist, you know, for your area, you know, and up pop the search results. So at the very top and the very sidebar, the right sidebar, those are going to be paid ads. Typically it's the top 2-3 results on the very top and then the whole right sidebar are paid ads, and that's paid search. In the middle of the screen is the organic search. And organic search gets about 80 to 85% of the traffic of the clicks come from the people clicking on the organic. So that's really in terms of an online marketing campaign where you want to focus your efforts that are getting ranked organically. And then within organic, there's just your regular organic, and then there's the local. And so local search is if you ever see the list with the little red pin next to the address of the listing that goes on the map, that's local search result, which is different. It's still a subset, a component of organic search, but it's different. So your website might rank well, you know, not in the local search, or it might rank on the local search. It's hard to get it to rank on page one for both local and organic. That's challenging. It can be done, but it's not easy. In the beginning, so when Google started really doing separating out local search from organic a couple years ago, in the beginning, it didn't treat local like it was a, you know, a very important search result. And I think they've, you know, they figured out pretty quickly that local search results were actually just as important as organic, because page one real estate is page one real estate. It's valuable. And so people were clicking a lot on the local search results. So the difference between the three is they all show up and they garner a different amount of clicks. So the paid search stuff, you know, gets 15, maybe 20% of the clicks, but the rest goes to the local and the organic. And so how you optimize your website to rank well for the local and the organic is pretty important. There's a ton of things that you do for those activities. Paid search is a different animal entirely on how that works.
Okay. All right. It sounds a little bit, still sounds a little confusing with all of those different things, but it's a good thing we have people like you that know what you're doing. So now search engine optimization, SEO, that's one of your specialties, right?
Yeah. That's something we definitely do a lot of that stuff for our clients.
So how does that work?
Yeah, well, so again, sticking kind of with Google, so their search algorithm, it has over 200 different variables for how it ranks a website. And so if you think about that, you know, if you're searching for something or if you have a website for your business and you wonder, well, why is my website ranking here and these other guys are maybe above me? And a lot of it has to do with Google's algorithm. So there's over 200 things that Google looks at in super fast real time. To make the decisions on that, it looks at these over 200 variables, and it's basically like a scoring sheet. And the more of these variables that you rank well for, it kind of totals up your score more or less. And you know, whoever has the higher scores are going to rank higher on the search engines. This is probably the easiest way to think about it. It's like a big long checklist, right? And Google's kind of going down the checklist and saying, okay, you've got this, you've got this, you've got this. And so, the search engine optimization, what it really is essentially, it's a process to optimize a website. You know, okay, to rank well for as many terms as you can, as you want to rank for on the search engines. And it really consists of what we call on-page optimization and off-page. On-page is what we do to the website itself. So the code of the website and the content of the website. Off-page is what we're going to do to generate kind of backlinks or incoming links and things like that, and content away from the website. So it could be blogs, social media, directory listings, press releases, different things like that. And so the search engines are getting more sophisticated about kind of looking holistically at your online presence, not just your website.
Okay.
So if you are a content creator, like in your case, you are, you know, having a radio show and out to creating content. Anyone who creates content, normally written form or even video form, that's out there and it's in the internet and it's you know, got the same author tag as what's being used on the website, that's going to help the organic ranking of the website. But, you know, a lot of what people focus on with search engine optimization is on the on-page stuff. So they focus on, if you're going to optimize a website, you know, some of the best things that you can do are to have kind of unique content and update that content maybe on a monthly basis a little bit, either with blog posts or kind of adding new pages or new content. The mistake a lot of people have, especially in the dental world, is they'll get these kind of templated websites. And even if they don't have a templated website, it's more of a custom design, but a lot of it just is stock dental content. Like, here's my veneers page, and my crowns, and my, you know, my Invisalign, and so forth.
Okay.
And the kind of rule of thumb I tell dentists is, if you did not write the dental content on your website, it's probably a 99% chance that it's duplicate content, meaning it's on other dentists' websites somewhere on the internet.
So it doesn't make you unique anymore.
Exactly. And so the problem with that is Google doesn't penalize, but it doesn't give you any benefit necessarily for having duplicate content. So you're not going to be able to rank very well. So one of the easiest low-hanging fruit for people on your show today listening, and this is true of any website, one of the best things they can do is to make sure all the content on their website is unique. So if you've got content you didn't write, rewrite it. And then just on a monthly basis, go in and just add something, add a blog post, add a newsletter update, add a page for some new topic, rewrite a section that's worded poorly. Because the search engines, they normally read and index a website about once a month.
Okay.
So you don't want to go in and make a whole, you know, if you have 20 hours of updates you need to do the website, you know,
right.
It's from a search engine perspective, it's probably better to do 2 hours a month for 10 months as opposed to 20 hours in 1 month. Now, if a lot of that is critical to your business and you really need to update the updates, well, go ahead and do the 20 hours in the month, because if your website really needs the updates, it does. But if you can hold off on the updates and they're not critical, it's better to spread them out over time so you get more of an SEO benefit.
I see. Okay, so slow and gradual, regular increases, or rather changes. And
yeah.
So something like my radio show, if we post the fact that there's a new episode, that then makes my website a little more unique?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the nature of your website, for sure, because you're going to have constant updates on the thing, that's going to help it. Now, the having the content updates and things like that, that's just one of a long list of things that can be done. But to get a website to rank well, the code is just as important as the content. And this is where most websites drop the ball, is because it's easy to build a website these days. Not necessarily a good website, but just a website, because there's lots of templated tools people can use, and there's lots of template website companies that just can crank out websites pretty cheap. And so, you know, and you know, your friend's cousin's aunt, you know, I mean, you hear all these different, anybody can kind of build a website as a graphic designer or something like that. And so the graphic side of building a website is very, very common and pretty easy to do a lot of times. The problem with a lot of websites is the code is what the search engine sees. So if you think about it, you know, what you and I, when we look at a website,
yeah.
We see graphics and we see pictures and links and text and buttons and navigation bars and stuff like that. And the search engine sees code. It's kind of reminds me of like the movie The Matrix. You know, the search engine is seeing the matrix. It's seeing the code. And that's not what you and I see. And so if the code is not written well in such a way that that's showing the search engine what it wants to see, then the website's going to perform poorly, even if you have, you know, refreshed content and good content and all that. The search engine is not going to know what the website's about necessarily without good code.
I see.
And so title tag, meta tags, meta keyword tags, meta description tags, alt tags, image tags, there's dozens and dozens of these tags. So what the tags are in the code, the search engine's reading our website like we would read a book. It's looking at the code. It starts on line one at the top, reads, you know, left to right and top to bottom. And there are a bunch of things in the code that it's looking for to give it information it wants to know. So like a title tag, for example, is telling it, okay, what's this page kind of about, and what title should I put on the tab when this web page is displayed? You know, meta tags are parts of the code that are super important, goes towards the top of the page typically, that are going to tell the search engines, here's what this page is about, here's what the topic of this website's about. And it kind of sets the tone for the search engine to say, okay, now I have an idea what this is about, which helps it rank better for those terms. The content is important. So there's a lot of things, you know, if you could take those 200, you know, plus variables we talked about on Google and boil that down into like maybe three big buckets of stuff, it would be code, content, and then kind of the off-page stuff, the link building.
I see.
And so, so all those things matter. So when we talk about having fresh content and new content, that's in one of those big three buckets, which is important, but all three of those buckets are ultimately need to be optimized. Otherwise, the site is kind of like a tripod. You know, if the code, the content, or the off page are weak, the site
the still
not
falls
perform
over.
Well,
right? The stool falls over.
yeah, it doesn't do very well.
Hey, I just happened to do a search. I typed in dentist Columbus, Ohio, and 823,000 results come up. Now, there's only 835 dentists or so in Columbus. How can we have 1,000? Times the number of dentists. Oh, by the way, you know what? Don't answer that yet, because I just realized we have to go to a break here soon. But
okay,
before we go to a break, actually what we're going to do when we come back is we're going to do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. So I just want to make sure everybody knows what SEO stands for. Tell me what SEO stands for, Ian.
Search engine optimization.
Good. He can even answer that at 8:30 on a Sunday morning. Good for you. All right. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. And when we come back, we're going to be doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. So we need you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
And the question of the day is, the phrase SEO stands for what? Is it A, search everyone, B, start every operation, or C, search engine optimization? The winner will receive free flowers from Vice Denver Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. That's Tuesday afternoon. Vice Denver Florist, please call 459-9769. That's 459-9769. Go ahead and call now.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito. Make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko.
You made a resolution to have a better career in 2013. Let me help you. At Assist to Succeed of Columbus's Dental Assisting School, we have new classes starting on April 13th and July 27th. Hi, this is Kendra, owner of Assist to Succeed of Columbus, located in the Dublin Plaza Shopping Center. Keeping some resolutions is hard. Getting a better career is easy, fast, and affordable at Assist to Succeed of Columbus's board-approved Dental Assisting School. You can train to become a dental assistant in just 10 Saturdays and real-world dental office, not a schoolroom, while many other schools will charge you $8,000 to $10,000 or more. Plus books and lab fees, Assist to Succeed's dental assisting program is less than $5,000, and that covers everything. Financial aid is available to those who qualify. Again, courses are offered April 13th and July 27th. Don't delay, space is limited and classes are filling up. Call me today at 740-602-1250 or go to Assist to Succeed of Columbus.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Remember the beautiful smile you had before you had dentures? Do your denture teeth not even look like your natural teeth did? Do you not even recognize yourself when you look in the mirror? Call us at 262-9588 and let us help you turn back the clock.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kvitko hier an Ihrer beliebtesten Station.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to Dr. Kvitko at AOL.com.
I'm gonna miss that smile. I'm gonna miss you, my friend. Even though it hurts the way it ended up, I do it all again.
All right, and we're back, and we are doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And the question of the day is, the phrase SEO stands for what? Is it A, search everyone, B, start every operation, or C, search engine optimization? And before we go to the phones, we have callers on the line. Hey, Ian, give me a number from 1 to 4.
3.
You're going with 3. Okay, so what we have here is we have Nancy, Scoop, Brenda, and Nikki on the phone, so I guess that would be Brenda. Brenda, do you have the right answer?
Yes, it's the letter C.
C, search engine optimization, correct?
Yes.
Okay, all right, Brenda. Hey, and other Nancy, Scoop, Nikki, please call back next week because maybe you can win the flowers next week. People can only win once every 30 days, so that means you have a chance next week. And hey, Brenda, what do you do for a living?
I do home health care.
Okay, that's really cool. So that means you're actually responsible for helping a person brush their teeth, aren't you?
I am.
For those who can't. That's really good.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, hey, hang on the line because Weistember Florist is going to send you flowers delivered to your place of business, which may be your home, I guess, if you go to other people's homes, this Tuesday afternoon, okay?
Thank you, Dr. Kivitko.
Thank you for listening and thank you for calling. All right, have a great week. Okay, so Ian, let's get back to business here.
Yeah.
And thank you for your help on that. It always makes me feel better to not be the one to pick. Essentially, if you pick the winner, you're really picking the losers, right? You know, so I don't want to do that. So I always make my guests do that. Okay, so we've covered SEO, PPC, which is pay-per-click. And so let's talk about some of the, is it okay if we can move on to the online review things?
You bet. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Now, I've heard that Yelp filters or hides good reviews and only shows the bad ones. Is that true? I mean, and is it really true?
So I hear that complaint a lot, and it's not entirely true. I mean, so what Yelp does, they have kind of a unique filtering system for reviews, and it can be really frustrating for some folks. And this is a common question I get when I speak a lot. And, you know, some people, they'll have a lot of their good reviews hidden, and they'll just have some bad ones. And, you know, we've talked to Yelp about this, and essentially how it works with Yelp is they've added like kind of a random component to how they their filtering works. So they've made it very difficult to kind of reverse engineer it. So, you know, what they've said is, you know, 70-80% of the reviews are 3 stars and above. And so, you know, most of the time that's going to be the kind of the distribution that you see. But sometimes clients will have a bunch of good reviews filtered and only bad ones showing. And we've seen that a number of times. And so, you know, I think Yelp is a great company. I think they provide a great service. I definitely don't mean to insinuate anything negative about Yelp. It's just because there's a random nature to their filtering.
Okay.
And this is the only reason I bring this up is people sometimes don't understand why it happens this way is because since there's a bit of a random component to how they filter, and this is coming straight from them, so I'm not making this up. I'm just kind of regurgitating what they've told me. That sometimes people will have a skewed distribution of their reviews, and it's unfortunate sometimes. But if a business feels like they have, and this is particularly important for, you know, dentists and small business because that's primarily what Yelp deals with. If you feel like you have a negative profile on Yelp, you know, you can certainly contact the company and, you know, try to work with them on what might be done. But their filter, you know, they've made it on purpose really difficult to try to figure out and reverse engineer. And that's why they've kind of added this random component, because otherwise when it comes to online reviews, there's a lot of people trying to game the system. And so that's kind of why they've done that. So Yelp in particular is a bit of a unique, unique website online for that.
So let me understand this. If I have 100 reviews, then just like the lottery, it's random that which one of those 100 is going to show up as the top review each time somebody goes to search my name?
Well, it doesn't change each time, but what I mean by random is if there's a component of it. So and we don't know exactly how their algorithm works. All we know is that a part of it is random. So you can't kind of always, if you look at 50 dentist Yelp reviews, you would see quite a variation. And like some of them would have a lot of 5 stars showing and some of them might have a lot of 1 and 2 stars. But, you know, the guy with a bunch of 5 stars showing, he might have, let's say 20 reviews and 15 of them are positive and they're all showing. And another guy might have 20 reviews and 15 of them are positive and the 5 negative ones are the ones showing and the other ones have been filtered. And so we have, you know, some dentists, very specific situations that are like that, where they've got almost all of their 5 stars have been filtered and their 1 and 2 stars are showing. And so they're pretty frustrated with Yelp. And so they're trying to get that resolved. And so, it's kind of a challenge. Yelp is a little bit challenging that way because some people love it, some people hate it. And I personally think Yelp is a really good tool. I think it's a great website, but I wish they made it easier to resolve when some of these folks have a pretty negative skewed profile. I wish they had a better way for people to resolve that. I guess that's my only beef with Yelp.
Right. Okay. Hey, before we went to the break, I was talking about how there are 823,000 results for dentist in Columbus, Ohio, or just dentist Columbus, Ohio. Why 1,000 times the number of dentists?
Yeah, what's interesting about that is, you know, about a quarter to a third of dentists don't even have websites, so it's even worse than that. There's probably only 400 or 500 dentists in Columbus that actually even have websites, or 600 maybe.
Wow.
So the reason for that is because there are a ton of other things that have dentists in it. So obviously most of those websites are not dental websites. They would be review sites. There would be a lot of directories like Super Pages and Yellow Pages and Google Plus and Yelp and review sites, Angie's List. Anything that's got dentist in the website is going to show up.
Okay.
So the results are going to be skewed towards, you know, the search term. So if you type in dentist Columbus, Ohio, then it's primarily going to show dental websites in the beginning. But if you go to page 10 and page 20 and page 30 of those search results, you'll be seeing all kinds of stuff. You'll see directories and you'll see dental schools. You'll see all kinds of different things that have dentist somewhere in the website.
Okay.
That's why you see so many results.
I got it. Now, you mentioned that only, you said 25% of dentists don't have a website?
That's based on a lot of polling that we've done. Yeah, that we still see that to be the case. A lot of our incoming clients have websites. Probably, you know, 2/3 of them have websites, but still probably a third of our new clients every month don't have a website still today.
Wow, I thought every business needed a website.
They do.
Oh, okay.
they should have a website, and so you know.
I mean, if grandma's knitting sweaters, she needs a website.
Everybody should have a website, absolutely, because. And this is something I tell dentists, you know, this is true for most small businesses as well. Unless you have like a really organized, systematic marketing program, which most small businesses honestly don't, you are relying mostly on referrals. And for a dentist in particular, you know, most of their business is going to come from referrals and always should come referrals. And that's great. That's what you want. And hopefully they're doing some kind of, you know, process in the office to kind of promote referrals. But beyond referrals, from new patient referrals. Even if you get all your business from referrals, what's one of the first things that people are going to do when they get a referral nowadays?
They're going to go online and check them out.
Exactly. They're going to Google you. They're going to go and try to find your website and read about you to at least get your phone number or your directions to your address, you know, to your office or something like that. And so if you don't have a website, you're missing out on even referrals, because this is one of the common mistakes dentists that'll don't have websites, they'll say, well, you know, I just get all my business from referrals. I'm like, yeah, but a lot of those referrals are going online to find you. And so I guarantee, even if you had just a dated, old, bad website,
right,
that's better than no website because of referrals, because people are going to come there and say, oh, there's his phone number, there's his address.
Yeah. Okay. No, I get that. In fact, I had a patient was going to be moving to Alaska, and she asked me if I could help her find a dentist there that would do the 6-month smiles, because that's what we do. And so I searched dentist in the little town, Alaska. I can't remember the name right now. No one had a website. There were four names that came up on kind of like a yellowpages.com thing.
Mm-hmm.
Only one had a fax machine, I think. I wound up calling. I couldn't even find an email address. And it took about two weeks to get a call back. It was really weird. Now, you know what? This is a little off the subject, but you know how there was a time when individuals could grab the rights to the name of a website, maybe that a large company might have wanted, maybe like UnitedAirlines.com or something. Then they'd hold the company hostage by charging them a lot of money for the rights to buy that website from them. Does that still happen? Because you don't hear about it much anymore.
Well, I mean, that was pretty prevalent in the early days of the internet, because it's kind of a Wild West land grab. You know, everybody's out to get the domains, and so it's, you don't hear that much anymore because all the domains are already purchased and you know, most of the bigger companies have already gotten the domains that they want. So what happens online typically is like .com is still the most prevalent, most common, you know, domain.
Right.
But there's .net and .org and .biz and .us and so forth. And they keep adding more and more domain extensions because there's just more and more websites. I heard a executive VP from Bing speaking at a conference last year. It was earlier this year, actually. And he said, I think it was something like there's 600 million websites on the internet or something like that.
Wow, 600 million. There's only, I'm trying to remember how many, what are there, 5 billion people in the country? I mean, in the world? 5 billion?
Yeah, something like that. It's a lot, you know, and the number of new websites being added every year is pretty exponential. So,
wow.
of domains out there, and a lot of domains just are purchased with the intent of trying to resell. There's a whole industry out there that does exactly what you said, where they buy domains and they try to resell them and
still doing
mark
it, huh?
them out.
Hey, we have to go to a break, but when we come back, I'm going to ask a couple questions now so you can ponder your answer. One, today's websites, they're kind of like the yellow pages of old, and that every business looks wonderful on the web. So how can a consumer kind of weed through the clutter of all of these websites and help themselves, you know, by finding the right dentist or the right florist or the right lawn care company? And then once a person does go to, let's say, in this case, a dentist website, how do they know if it's the office for them? So ponder your answer. We do have to go to a break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, this is Jeff with Myers Jewelers. Make that special someone happy with a gift from Myers Jewelers. Myers Jewelers, the home of the world-famous Myers Jewelers Gold Rose, now available in 12 assorted colors. Give the rose that lasts forever. Another great gift is Pandora bracelets and beads. At Myers Jewelers, we have a Pandora boutique within our store, stocked with all the latest Pandora beads and jewelry. Come visit the family on Stringtown Road in Grove City and experience Myers Jewelers.
Hi, it's Tricia Moore. When I created You at Your Best, it was not only to inspire myself, but you to change your lives for the better. We can't do it alone, right? I needed to choose a partner to help me, people with a history of success. I chose Premier at Sawmill Athletic Club. My trainer, James, and my group of fitness friends have given me solutions that make fitness work in my life. Stop thinking about where you should go. Make the call today. It's easy to see why Premier was voted number one fitness club in Columbus. Call for membership specials now. 336-CLUB, 336-258.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Okay, and we're back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. On the phone with me is Ian McNichol. He has an MBA. He is the co-owner and partner at WEO Media, which is a national dental marketing firm. He leads WEO's media's sales, marketing, and business development activities, which means he has a lot of expertise in websites, search engine optimization, pay-per-click, all the stuff that all of us that have businesses need to know. So it's not just dental or dental offices that will benefit from today's show, because Ian can help anybody out there. So, Ian, how would somebody reach you, by the way?
Good question, I guess. Should I give phone number, email, or just our website? Or what,
you can
what
give
you
all of them if you'd like, however you'd like people to reach out.
Sure, yeah. My email is just ian@weomedia.com, and the website's weomedia.com as well. You call our toll-free number, which will forward to my office, is 888-246-6906.
Okay, that's 888-246-6906. Mm-hmm. All right, so before the break, I asked you about how the yellow pages, I'm sorry, today's websites are like the yellow pages of old, and everybody looks good in the yellow pages, right? They all look wonderful, and mm-hmm. same on websites. So how do you really know, how do you weed through the clutter, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, the thing with the internet is, the thing that's great about it and the thing that's terrible about it is it's people can post whatever they want. So if you're researching, you know, a dentist in particular, to answer your question specifically, so you go to the website, you know, first of all, you're going to do a search for Dentist Columbus or whatever and look at the various results that pop up. Some of the things, obviously, they're going to probably matter to a patient are proximity. Okay, you'd probably like to go to one that's closer than further away. You know, if I'm concerned about insurance, does that dentist take my type of insurance or not? Or is it just pay for fees? And so, you know, dental website should, if you do take insurance, you know, you want to list which insurance you take on your website. A lot of websites don't do that. You also, if you think about this in terms of connecting with a potential patient, you know, if I'm a patient looking for a dentist and all I have to go on is on a website, you know, if a website has a bunch of stock imagery, that's probably not going to connect as well as if I've at least got some pictures of the actual office, you know, the doctor and the staff and the building. That's going to help me connect and identify a little more with that actual business.
Okay.
And a step above that would be to have the video where you can watch a video overview. So that's going to help you kind of get a feel for, do these people seem like, you know, maybe the kind of people I'd like to go see. That's going to give you a little bit of an indication of looking on their website. But it's your website, so of course you control the content, and of course it's going to be a positive spin. What a lot of people do is they'll do a search, they'll find a couple dental websites, okay, these dentists look good. And then a lot of times they'll actually just Google the dentist names to see what else pops up.
Okay.
That's where you get that 823,000 results because there's a whole ton of stuff out there.
Right.
And so, like, if I type in, you know, Dr. John Smith, and because I'm looking at his John Smith's website, and then all these other things pop up. There's Yellow Pages, and there's Yelp reviews, and there's Dr. Google reviews, and there's, you know, City Search, and there's, you know, on and on, Angie's List. And so I go on there and I read, you know, a number of different websites, and they're all generally positive, you know. Then says, okay, I'm going to give Dr. Smith a shot here.
Okay.
That's usually the process that patients go through when they're looking for a dentist.
Well,
so
you brought up
the starting point.
Yeah, you bring up another point, which is these reviews. So say a person's going to go to a particular dentist. They've heard good things from their coworker, maybe, but then they go online to find the dentist's phone number, and they see a review site with a score of, say, 17 out of 100 or 1.5 out of 5. Should they immediately not decide not to go to that dentist?
You know, I don't think so, because, again, you know, the online reviews, it's not like it's a regulated industry.
Right.
You know, like, you know, I know for sure some of the results I've seen on Yelp are good dentists, and if you look at their profile, like, wow, but I know they're good dentists.
Uh-huh.
And so, and the other thing is, you know, I would say if you see one site that has a low ranking for these guys, one site it should not be a condemnation. You know, it's not enough to establish a trend. Now, if you see, you know, 5 or 6 review sites and they all are consistently good or consistently bad, that would be more of a strong indication.
Right.
So if I have reviews on, you know, Dr. Google and Angie's List and Yelp and Google Plus and they all are good, yeah, it's probably a good dentist. But if they're all bad, maybe you want to shop somewhere else, you know, and if it's a mixed review, it's a little harder to say.
Yeah. Now, what about the opposite? Let's say the dentist has all 100% positive reviews. Should that raise an eyebrow?
That's really rare. and the reason, well, if it's on their website, of course, that's not rare because you're controlling the content on your own website. But if you look at enough review sites, I mean, you're going to find some that are negative. I mean, if you saw that they had, you know, Now, there's a caveat to that. Like, if they only have like 3 or 5 reviews and they're all positive, well, sure,
yeah,
that's reasonable. But if they have 100 reviews or 50 reviews and they're all 5-star, that's a little suspicious.
Right. It means they might be gaming the system, maybe having friends and family go and just write a bunch of stuff that may or may not be true, but it looks good.
Right. Right. And so that's why, you know, you kind of expect on any business you're going to have some that are, you know, your 1s and 2s and 3 stars, because it's just, you can't make everybody happy all the time. It's maybe somebody came in and they're grumpy, or maybe they're just a difficult person, you know. You can't make everybody happy. So, yeah, if you see, you know, 100% across the board, you know, dozens and dozens of reviews and they're all 5-star with nothing negative, it's a little suspicious. But, again, you kind of just doing your homework and look at multiple sites. You know, look at the website, look at the different review sites, you know, watch a video if they've got one to kind of get a flavor for it. I mean, the good news is in dentistry is most dentists are good. So odds are you're going to make a fine choice, you know,
because
most of them are good. It's been our experience anyway.
Well, that's good to know. And when we come back, and we do have to go to another break, but when we come back, what we want to talk about, or at least I do, is how can I monitor my online reputation to see what people are posting about me? And, of course, what's the recommendation for somebody like myself if I do get a negative review, okay? So you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We're here with Ian McNichol of WEO Media, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il dottor Kvitko, qui sulla vostra radio preferita.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko is here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He could put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Decide Dentistry, the leader in high-quality cosmetic and restorative dentistry in Central Ohio, now offers the latest technology, Fast Braces. It's fast, safe, and affordable compared to traditional braces. This new technology of Fast Braces allows for less treatment time, and that means the patient saves time and money, achieving the best smile possible. Dr. Desai is also a provider of six-month smiles and Invisalign. She's very well known for her crown and bridge work, too. Visit DecideDentistry.com. Dr. Desai Dentistry, brightening lives one smile at a time.
Hi, this is Jeff with Myers Jewelers. Make that special someone happy with a gift from Myers Jewelers. Myers Jewelers is the home of the world-famous Myers Jewelers Gold Rose, now available in 12 assorted colors. Give the rose that lasts forever. Another great gift is Pandora bracelets and beads. At Myers Jewelers, we have a Pandora boutique within our store, stocked with all the latest Pandora beads and jewelry. Come visit the family on Stringtown Road in Grove City and experience Myers Jewelers.
You made a resolution to have a better career in 2013. Let me help you. At Assist to Succeed of Columbus's Dental Assisting School, we have new classes starting on April 13th and July 27th. Hi, this is Kendra, owner of Assist to Succeed of Columbus, located in the Dublin Plaza Shopping Center. Keeping some resolutions is hard. Getting a better career is easy, fast, and affordable at Assist to Succeed of Columbus's board-approved Dental Assisting School. You can train to become a dental assistant in just 10 Saturdays and real-world dental office, not a schoolroom, while many other schools will charge you $8,000 to $10,000 or more. Plus books and lab fees, Assist to Succeed's dental assisting program is less than $5,000, and that covers everything. Financial aid is available to those who qualify. Again, courses are offered April 13th and July 27th. Don't delay. Space is limited and classes are filling up. Call me today at 740-602-1250 or go to Assist to Succeed of Columbus. Columbus.com.
All right, we're back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We have Ian McNichol of WEO Media. And before the break, I asked Ian to basically be prepared to tell me, how can I monitor my online reputation, and what should my response be to a negative review? And of course, this is, I'm asking for all of the business owners out there.
Yeah, so there are several things you can kind of do to monitor your online review yourself, and then also talk about services that exist out there as well. So, you know, one of the things that you can do is simply just Google your name or your business name and see what pops up.
Okay.
A lot of people, you know, haven't ever taken the time to do that, and you might be surprised what shows up. That's one thing to do. Obviously, you know, kind of being aware of what are on the major search results or search, you know, review sites for your industry. For dentistry in particular, you know, there are plenty of review sites out there, but every business, there's going to be a number of review sites. And the big ones are, you know, like Google Plus is probably something that everybody should pay really close attention to because it's integrated with Google. But just, you know, having an awareness of what are the review sites that people typically, and you can do this by, you can figure out what they are for your industry by just doing a search for, you know, auto repair in Columbus. And if you're an auto repair shop, and just see, you know, look at the first 10 pages of search results and look at all the sites that have something to say about that. And then, you know, one of the things you can do is you can set what's called a search engine alert. So Google and Yahoo and Bing, they all have this feature right now, where you can kind of go in and on the Google bar, like if you go to Google, there's a bar where it across the top there, and it has, at the very right side, there's a little thing that says more, and you click on more and it drops down. There's a thing at the bottom of that that says even more, and you click on that. And essentially, you look at all the different things on that menu, and if you scroll down, there's a section for setting search engine alerts.
Okay.
And so it's a simple little kind of five-step process. You go in, you can set the term that you want to be alerted for, and then the frequency, and there's a few other settings.
So you get like an email when somebody does a review?
Yeah, and then you enter your email, and so then every time that there's something posted for that term,
yes,
on Google, you'll get an email.
Well, that's neat. I didn't know that.
You can do that for your name or for your practice name.
Okay, I might do that on Monday.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And so you can do that for the search engines, and that way you can kind of keep, if people are posting stuff about you or your practice name or your business name, the search engine alerts will tell you how to do that. And if you're not sure, just Google it. Just go to Google and type in, how do I set a search engine alert for Google? And it'll show you. You'll see some results that pop up. It's pretty straightforward.
Turns out we have only 20 seconds left, and so we're going to... Maybe I can have you back on the show again sometime, since clearly we didn't get through everything.
Oh, you bet. I'd be happy to.
Okay. Well, we'll maybe set that up off the air. All right. So you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you to Ian McNichol of WEO Media for being on my show. Don't forget to go to Buffalo Wild Wings at Graceland today, next Sunday, the Sunday after that, and the Sunday after that, so you can raise money for Dentally Speaking with for Dentistry from the Heart, our event on June 14th. All right. Thank you so much. Tune in next Sunday at 8, because we are going to have Jennifer Gray as my guest. She'll be discussing how she works with dentists to improve their customer service. All right. Take care. Have a good week. We'll see you next Sunday at 8. Goodbye.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.